Cameron's War on Strike Bullies by Jason Groves, Deputy Political Editor, The Daily Mail, July 14, 2015. David Cameron wants to stop strikes being called on the back of derisory ballot turnouts. Bullying on the picket line and on social media will also be outlawed. Rolling mandates that allow union leaders to keep calling strikes indefinitely will be ended. Business Secretary Sajid Javid says the shake-up will, quote, balance the rights of unions with those of working people and business, unquote. Key measures include forcing unions to secure a turnout of at least 50% to make a strike ballot legal, setting a higher bar for school staff, medics, rail workers, firemen and border guards, banning unions from automatically signing up members to contribute to their political funds, requiring unions to give more notice of strikes so that buses can draft in emergency workers. The measures follow a rash of public sector strikes that have caused misery for millions. Employment Minister Nick Bowles said, quote, "People have the right to expect that services on which they and their families rely are not going to be disrupted at short notice by strikes that have the support of only a small proportion of union members. These are sensible and fair reforms that balance the right to strike with the right of millions of people to go about their daily lives without last-minute disruption," unquote. Tory sources said the new law would have prevented three quarters of major strikes seen in recent years. The National Union of Teachers held 6 one-day strikes between 2012 and 2014 that would have fallen foul of the new restrictions on rolling mandates. The last of the strikes in July last year was based on a ballot held almost 2 years earlier, which achieved a turnout of just 27%. And the Public and Commercial Services Union held 3 strikes between 2012 and 2014 based on old mandates. Ministers will also launch a consultation on what should be included in the definition of a new criminal offence of quote-unquote illegal picketing. This is designed to outlaw the type of intimidatory protests staged by the Unite Union outside the homes of managers at oil refineries in Scotland 2 years ago. It could also include abusive behaviour, such as the use of the word scab, designed to intimidate strike breakers on picket lines or social media. The proposals have enraged union barons who claim they will all but outlaw strikes in this country. Mick Whelan, head of rail union ASLEF, likened the proposed laws to measures introduced in Nazi Germany, when union leaders were, quote, rounded up, imprisoned and, in some cases, executed, unquote. Dave Prentice of Unison described the plans as, quote, unquote, spiteful and warned that they would, quote, deny millions of ordinary workers a voice at work, unquote. And GMB General Secretary Paul Kenny said the plans would, quote, remove all incentives for employers to heed their own workers and settle disputes, unquote. He added, quote, "This blatant, one-sided approach is guaranteed to poison the relationship between workers and their managers. It will lead to even more trouble," unquote. All 4 Labour leadership candidates have pledged to fight the plans and reverse them if they become law. Leadership favourite Andy Burnham yesterday offered to personally lead protests against the new law. But Adam Marshall of the British Chambers of Commerce said, quote, "Individuals and businesses depend on our public services, so the right to strike must be exercised with the greatest restraint. Higher thresholds should apply when a strike puts people at risk or affects the ability of large numbers of our fellow citizens to go about their day-to-day business and earn a living. Businesses will see this as a sensible piece of legislation that carefully balances the rights of those wishing to withhold their labour against the rights of those who rely on access to essential services," unquote. A Comres poll for the Daily Mail last month revealed that the proposals are backed by a large majority of voters, with even Labour voters in favour. The industrial relations legislation is the most dramatic since Lady Thatcher and the Conservatives took on the unions in the 1980s.